Welcome to Motown Memories. This is Tom Fallon. And during the next hour, we'll be featuring all solo Motown artists. This half hour, we'll hear from Marvin Gaye, Kim Weston, Eddie Kendricks, Stevie Wonder, Edwin Starr, Mary Wells, Jimmy Ruffin, and his brother David Ruffin. All coming up during the next half hour as we feature solo Motown artists.
Don't you know how sweet it is? Summertime Memories with Tom Fallon.
Take me in your arms, hold me for a little while. Hey, baby, I know you're leaving me behind. I'm seeing you, darling, for the very last time. Show a little tenderness before you go. Please let me feel your embrace once more. Take me in your arms. Rock me a little while. Oh, me, darling, rock me a little while. We all must feel heartache sometime. Right now, I'm feeling mine. I try my best to be strong. I'm not able.
business of loving. Diesel power went straight to you. I'm trucking.
Motown Mummy from Eddie Kendricks, Keep on Truckin' Part 1, that reached number 1 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1972. That was his first top 40 single on his own. He was the lead singer of The Temptations from 1960 through 1971. Before that, Kim West, then a great song, didn't chart very high, Take Me in Your Arms, Rock Me a Little While, only reached number 50 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts from 1965. And we started with a smash hit from Marvin Gaye, number 1 from 1973, Let's Get It On. You found the home of Motown memories. This is Tom Fallon. And for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, a great song that was never released as a 45 in the United States from Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely? Well, Isn't She Lovely was taken from Stevie Wonder's 1976 album entitled Songs in the Key of Life, and in it, it celebrates the birth of his daughter, Alicia. Interestingly enough, the song was very popular in the United States and it received much radio airplay, but it didn't chart because Stevie Wonder would not allow it to be released as a 45, despite being asked to do so by Motown. The song did make the Billboard Adult Contemporary charts as an album cut, entering the top 40 on January 8, 1977, staying there for 5 weeks and peaking at number 23. But the album version of the song, which you'll hear, clocked in at 6 minutes and 34 seconds, but the radio stations had a radio edit version of the song that ran 3 minutes and 20 seconds, and it cut out the baby crying sounds. Well, here is Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, right here on Motown. We'll be right back.
dig rock and roll music. I can do the twine and the jerk. I wear strictly continental suits and high-collar shirts. I've got a reputation of being gentle but bold, and that's why they call me Agent 00 Soul, baby. Agent 00 Soul. They call me 00 Soul, baby. I'm Agent 00 Soul. I don't carry a pistol. I don't wear a false mustache. See me carry around the little black bag. My real name's no secret, but for me it will never be told. I'm just known as
Agent 00 Soul. That was his first top 40 hit, reaching number 21 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1965. It was originally released on the Rick-Tick record label, based in Detroit, and Motown bought that label. And we started with Stevie Wonder, Isn't She Lovely, and it reached number 23 in the Adult Contemporary Charts of 1977. This is Motown Memories with Tom Fallon, and for this hour, we're featuring all solo Motown artists. Well, coming up, an early hit from Mary Wells from 1962, You Beat Me to the Punch, right here on Motown.
The day I first saw you, to ask you, would you please, please, please.
to Motown Memories with Tom Fallon.
Life lands a crushing blow, and once again, a heart is broken. And as history repeats itself, these few words are sadly spoken.
Someday, and I'd rather leave you
David Ruffin with Walk Away From Love, and they reached number 9 in the United States Billboard Pop Charts in 1975, and that was the second of 3 top 40 hits. He was also the co-lead singer of The Temptations from 1963 to 1968, and before that, Jimmy Ruffin, David's older brother with I Passed This Way Before, reaching number 17 from 1966, and that was his second of 4 top 40 songs. And we started with Mary Wells and You Beat Me to the Punch, number 9 from 1962. Well, this half hour, we featured all solo Motown artists. Then coming up after the break, more solo Motown artists. So keep it right here on Motown Memories.